What's up, guys? This is Andy from the Football Card Quest, and you're watching the Sports Card Strategy Show on the NoOffseason.com Sports Card Network. Be sure to check out FootballCardQuest.com for in-depth football card research and selling tips, because we all know there is no off-season.
What's going on, everybody? Paul Hickey here with NoOffseason.com. Welcome to the Sports Card Strategy Show and Tell. It's our Thursday live show. For those of you listening on the podcast apps, it may not be Thursday, and that's totally fine. You're still going to get a lot of value out of this show. Welcome from those of you listening on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Again, you can be part of the Sports Card Strategy Show and Tell by emailing Sonia, S-O-N-I-A, at nooffseason.com. And if you want to DM me on Instagram, let me know what you think of the show. That'd be great. I'm at Sports Card Strategy. So we got a lot of great submissions today for the show. But first, just a few reminders here. We got some stuff going on in the family, the nooffseason.com family. And we've got a lot of live chat love to give for those of you who are in the live chat watching right now. And if you're not watching right now, drop a comment below. We'd love to hear from you. And we would, even though you're not in the live chat, if you drop a comment below, hit the like button, we're going to get right back to you. And we appreciate your support here on the Sports Card Strategy Show and the NoOffseason.com Sports Card Network. So again, reminder, we've got a lot going on at NoOffseason.com. You can get a free 30-day trial to our premium content. We're launching Sports Card School next month. And so you can get a preview of Sports Card School right now by going to sportscardschool.com and checking out our three levels there. We've got a beginner level for those of you re-entering the hobby, trying to navigate things. We've got a advanced level for flippers who kind of already know the landscape and just need consistent sports card strategy to fund their PC, fund their life, flipping cards. And then there's the high roller level for those of us, unlike myself, but for those of you and for those of us who spend thousands of dollars on sports cards per purchase or are looking at that per purchase rather than per month like some others of us. The high roller level is going to help navigate those of us in the hobby who are looking at things as more of a long-term investment. So again, check out nooffseason.com, get your free 30-day trial. Also, for those of you making moves and getting set up to sell and wanting to crystallize profits and sell at the right time, which is a big part of the formula to make money flipping sports cards, make sure you text sports cards to 1-833-992-5727 to get our sell alerts. Our sell alerts are critical in terms of, again, timing the market. We want to help you crystallize your profits at the right time, take advantage of player performance spikes or hype spikes, depending on what's happening out there in the sports world. So text sports cards to 1-833-992-5727 and you will sign up for our sell alert text. And there's some buy alerts in there every once in a while. So check those out. We've got some big announcements and I'm going to go through them real quick before we get into our submissions today. So one big announcement is that at nooffseason.com, we now have top eBay auctions ending today. Now, this is important because there's a lot of us who want to know what the best sports cards are to buy, right? So, and we have our rankings, which I'm going to get to in a second, but our rankings are more of an overview of cards that aren't necessarily that expensive. They might be more like Prism Silvers, PSA 10s. They might be base PSA 10s. And typically they're more like low to mid-end cards that we feel a little bit safer about recommending that you buy. And those are our rankings. So I'm going to get to those in a second. But the top eBay auctions ending today are definitely higher dollar cards. They're like cards that have minimum bids of probably around $1,200 to $2,000. But they have the higher upside than the cards that are in our rankings. Like I think, and I'll get more specific into that in a second. I'm not going to take up too much time on today's show, but I did want to give an overview of what we've got going on at nooffseason.com as part of the show and tell. So if you go to nooffseason.com and click on top auctions ending today up in the top nav bar, it's also in the slider that I added on the homepage. it's updated every day. So it's essentially like a top 10 list of cards that have auctions on eBay ending in the next probably 12 to 18 hours. And so if you go check it out earlier on in the day, you'll see that there's probably still going to be several hours left in the auction. If you check it out later on in the day, in US time, you probably will get auctions that are ending any minute. And so you look at things like kabooms for top players like Messi, Mbappe. We've had kabooms of like Paulo Banchero, Anthony Edwards up here. There's a game worn patch booklet of LeBron from game four of Warriors versus Cavs, I believe in 2014. So it's a 2015-2016 Panini Preferred NBA Finals patch booklet. On the back of it, it literally says this was worn by LeBron James in game four against the Warriors. So stuff like that, Giannis autos that are gem mint, Giannis rookie auto gem mint. You've got Trevor Lawrence, National Treasure. So we're curating eBay for auctions that we feel are higher end. And I think hopefully they're somewhat achievable for all of us, even though for a lot of us, they're going to be like the highest we would ever pay for a card and probably like the highest purchase we would make all year versus, some of us that listen to the show and consume our content at nooffseason.com. They're more common purchases, but I think that it's useful to have up there. So we're curating that for you. Another overview I wanted to give is our sports card ranking. So I mentioned a minute ago that we have, most of them are like lower to mid-tier end investments. And so when you get to like baseball card rankings, these do have incredible upside, even though they're probably more achievable than the top eBay auctions ending today page. There are links to buy cards that are not as expensive as the ones I just showed you, but they are just as much upside. So like a Jackson Holiday, 2022 Bowman Draft Chrome First Prospect Auto. Don't want to give a spoiler alert, but don't want to spoil things rather, but you'll see some of my, on Monday, I'll give you more details on some Jackson Holiday purchases I've been able to make. I'm definitely targeting him. So on our sports card rankings, on the sports card rankings page, there's tabs for basketball, baseball, football, and mixed card rankings. And so for some of them, we've done, when we feel like there's multiple cards that you could invest in, like in basketball, for example, Giannis, Tatum, SGA, those guys have multiple cards that we feel like are great buys right now. For football cards, we feel like there's typically one card. For mixed cards, we have a low, mid, and high-end card. So we're trying to give everybody multiple options while staying somewhat narrow in terms of the cards that we feel like you should be buying right now. Now, also on football and basketball, we not only have our nooffseason.com rankings that are updated, but we have Dr. Crack's version. So Dr. Crack's version does give you a low, mid, and high investment. And then when you click on these links, they take you to the cards on eBay that we feel like fit the bill of a card that you can buy for this. A couple of the things I want to get into today that are very important. Coming up, Lefty and I are going to make our sports card strategy singles only whatnot debut October 25th at 9:30 p.m. Eastern time, right around the time that Victor Wembanyama is going to make his NBA debut in a regular season game. We saw him actually light up the playoffs. We saw him light up the preseason, not the playoffs. Hopefully we'll see him light up the playoffs at some point soon. And then we'll all make a lot of money on our Victor Wembanyama purchases. But no, we saw him in his preseason debut score 20 points against Chet Holmgren, who also had a 20-plus point game, which is very intriguing for everybody in the sports card prospecting world in basketball. But sports card strategy, singles only, and giveaways coming October 25th at 9:30 p.m. Eastern time, 8:30 p.m. Central time. Get in there. What do you need to do to get in there? Well, you need to follow us on Whatnot. So go to nooffseason.com/whatnot to follow us on Whatnot. And if you want to get $15 off your first purchase on Whatnot, go to whatnot.sportscardstrategy.com and please Follow our invite link at that URL. That's whatnot.sportscardstrategy.com. And guys, it's going to be on and popping. Lefty and I are going to bring the heat. We're going to bring the fire. And I'm really excited to do that with you guys. So again, whatnot.sportscardstrategy.com to follow us and get the $15 off your first purchase. If you've already joined Whatnot, then you probably can't get the $15 off, but we still want you to follow us by going to nooffseason.com/whatnot and following us. So really excited about that. Just a quick preview of some of the items that we're going to be selling and giving away. So we've got our Wembies. We're going to be selling and giving away a lot of Wemby PSA 10s. We've got the 2023 Topps Now card 472 from when he threw out the first pitch at a Yankees game before the June draft. Card 472 is a pretty sick card. We've got PSA 10s of that. And then we've got a ton of PSA 10s of the 2023 Topps Now D1, number one pick overall in the draft, draft-a-night rookie. PSA 10s of both. There's going to be PSA 10s. Of Wemby flying around on that night. We've got this nice PSA magazine of Wemby on the cover. Pretty sick. Hopefully you guys have that. If you don't, I might give that away during the Whatnot stream as well. And then premium packs. So for those of you who aren't familiar with our premium packs at nooffseason.com, when you renew after your free 30-day trial or whatever trial period you're on, we send you a free premium pack. It's got slabs, packs, singles, and gear. We're going to be giving these away on that Whatnot stream. So we really want you to get in there. Again, whatnot.sportscardstrategy.com. And if you're already on Whatnot, just please follow us by going to nooffseason.com/whatnot. Those links will redirect you to the links on Whatnot that you'll need to accept the invites. Also, we are going to be opening, even though it's singles only, we're going to be opening some 2023 Bowman Chrome U cards from these hobby boxes. I bought two hobby boxes from Topps. They arrived yesterday, and on the show and tell, I wanted to show you them and tell you about them. I'm not going to rip them on today's show, but there's a good likelihood that Lefty and I are going to open some of these in that Whatnot stream and give away some packs. So check it out. We really, really want you guys to check it out and really appreciate your support. Okay. So now let's get into our submissions today. But first, some live chat love. Good morning to Chad Gill in the house, Cleo Cards in the house from Cleveland, Ohio, Rusty Emigart. Good morning. SSI in the house, Evan Bell, Fly Heat Cards, Shane Graham, Burt Fields. Good to see all of you in the live chat again. For those of you listening on the podcast apps and you're not in the live chat right now, you could go to youtube.com/Paul Hickey and subscribe and get information on when we are going live, and we'll see you in the live chat at some point in the near future. Or if you're unable to join us when we are live streaming, we still love you and we want you in the family. So DM me at Sports Card Strategy on Instagram and we're going to get you on the show, or go to youtube.com/Paul Hickey and drop a comment below. We will reply right away. So plenty of ways to get involved in the Sports Card Strategy show and tell. It's Kids Fitness in the house and Brian Steeler 714. Good to see you guys. All right. One more announcement that I'm really, really excited about. And then we're going to get into our submissions for the day from you all. This is your show. The announcement is we have added another podcast to the nooffseason.com sports card network. For those of you who don't know, we already have signed up Hoops and Cards with Gary. So you can go to hoopsandcards.com and check out all of Gary's content and subscribe to his podcast, Hoops and Cards, right here on the nooffseason.com sports card network. And we have signed up Andy Kaysen, Football Card Quest, an amazing treasure trove of analytics and data and actionable insights to make money flipping football cards. Andy has a great show called Football Card Quest. Make sure you subscribe to that podcast and that YouTube channel. Also go to footballcardquest.com for information on how to do that. But breaking news from yesterday. Graybo's Giblets is another podcast. You're probably familiar with the name Graybo's because they are a sponsor of the Sports Card Strategy Show, card shop in Richmond, Virginia. Their podcast, Giblets, airs anywhere you get your podcasts on Fridays and Saturdays. They air a Friday show that features college football bets, and then they have a Saturday show that features NFL bets. And that show is fire. They do a great job. But you got to get it on Friday and Saturday to help you with your bets for the weekend. Graybo's Giblets, not necessarily a sports card show. They do talk about sports cards because they own a card shop, but they are big into helping you basically try to win your sports bets. So we're going to be adding them to the nooffseason.com sports card network here very soon. And oh, my Shoes is in the house. Good to see you. Hopefully Shoes will get another submission from you soon. We know, unfortunately, your streak was broken. But hey, all good streaks come to an end and then they come back with some more fire. So we look forward to seeing some more submissions from Shoes soon. Okay, one final note. There is a big card show this weekend here in Nashville called the Nash-Annul. You guys have heard me talk about it, and a lot of my friends in the nooffseason.com fam have emailed me or texted me this week asking if I will be at the show. Unfortunately, I won't, but fortunately, I will be doing some great stuff with my family. We're going out of town, and anyway, for those of you who are going to the show, let me know how it goes. Shoot some show and tell videos from the show, guys. That I would love some show and tell videos from the Nashville show this weekend. And then email Sonia, S-O-N-I-A, at nooffseason.com. And we're going to get you on the show and tell next week. All right, up next is our main man, Chad Gill. He's leading us off here on the Sports Card Strategy Show and Tell. Chad, what do you got for us today? What insights, what tips do you have for the audience today, Chad? Take it away.
Good morning, Sports Card Strategy Show and Tellers. Today, I thought I would do something a little bit different. Many of you have asked about cleaning cards, whether Kurt's Card Care products work. I've told you I've never had much success with Kurt's Card Care. I haven't done it in several years. I reached out to Kurt, and he sent me an updated new kit with all of his latest and greatest stuff. So I'm going to show you what the kit looks like, and we're going to try and clean a card, and then we're going to send it in, and I'll let everybody know how we did. So here is the card. This card is a Vladimir Guerrero Bowman Chrome First. I've already cracked it out of the slab. This was a PSA 8. It does have a very soft corner right here on the edge, and it does have some real light surface scratches that are hard to see here. I don't know if you can see those in the glare or not, but there's some real light surface scratches. So we are going to try this all over again and give Kurt another try, and I thought it would be something fun. So this is what the kit looks like. You get a little black mat along with some tools and polish and things of that nature. So the first thing we're going to do is we're going to take out the polish, and we're going to try and clean this card up a little bit with the scratches. So you just take the brush very lightly. You don't need to dig into this at all. And then you're going to put a card saver over the top, or a penny sleeve, and you're just going to rub a little bit of this into the card. And you're going to literally polish the card. This polish is supposed to be designed specifically to take scratches out of cards. So, like I said before, I've never had much luck with this, but we're going to give it a try. Once you put the polish on, they have a terry cloth type thing here. You can put your fingers in it, and you just wipe the polish off. You always wipe in an outward direction so that you don't snag the corner of the card. Let's see how we did here. All right, So we'll do half the card, and I'll flip it around. We'll do the other half of the card, again, using the penny sleeve to make sure that we're not getting fingerprints on the card once we do this. If there's some areas that need a little bit more attention, of course, you can redo it. You go in circles. If there's areas you want, you can dab the card that gets it down into the scratches and the creases. And once again, you wipe it off. All right, now let's take a look at this again and see. Oh, there's still a smudge right there. Oh. Can still see the couple of real fine scratches, but the card is certainly shinier than it was before. So I don't know if that'll help the grading or not, but all right, so we cleaned the front of the card. Now, the other thing that they give you is this straw. You might be wondering what the straw is for. The straw is for putting humidity on a corner that has a problem. And then you're going to try and straighten out that corner. So I don't know if you guys can see, but there's a little tiny white speck showing on that corner. So what we're going to do is we're going to put the straw in our mouth.
For those of you listening on the
blow podcast, on the corner,
I highly recommend you come check out.
We put the penny sleeve over the top, and we use this tool here that is designed specifically. You work it towards the outside edges. This is designed to flatten out the corners on the cards. Let's see how that works.
Very interesting. When I entered the hobby or re-entered the hobby a few years ago, this kind of stuff would blow. My mind would have been blown. Like, my mind's blown now that this happens. I don't know. Let me know what you guys think.
Try here.
I would love to know what you think of this. Have you done this before? If you're listening on the podcast apps, DM me at Sports Card Strategy on Instagram. Let me know, have you done this before? Have you cleaned a card? Have you tried to put humidity on edges? Has it worked?
That actually did a pretty good job. The little white speck is gone off the look under magnification, but that actually did a pretty nice job this time. And that is how you clean a Bowman Chrome first card with Kurt's Card Care. So I hope you guys enjoyed this video. I will post another video once I get it back from PSA to let you know if we increased the PSA 8 to a 9 or a 10. Wait and see. Hope you guys enjoyed. Thanks.
That's awesome. We're definitely excited to see what that comes back with, Chad, and we appreciate the video. That's very educational. We've had a lot of people ask us about cleaning cards. A lot of our premium members want to know, have we done it before? Should they do it? Does it work? We've always kind of said, Chad's the only one that's really tried doing it on our team. He doesn't really do it quite often. He doesn't, and he said that it's never really hurt him, but it's never really helped him either. We've heard nothing but good things about Kurt's Card Care. He seems like a really good guy. I think it's a reputable product. I think it's probably accepted in the hobby now to the point where, you might have some people who frown upon cleaning cards and things like that. But I think generally it's widely accepted. And so give us your thoughts. Have you done it before? Has it worked? How do you feel about it? You know, to me, I think it would have to be a pretty special scenario for me to take the time to do it and for me to actually order the card care kit. But it seems like Kurt hooked Chad up. We appreciate that. And very, very curious to see if that Vlad Guerrero Jr. card gets a higher grade than an 8. Because if it does, That could be a big time sports card strategy for all of us, cleaning off those cards. So Evan Bell says he heard that food grade wax works really great as a polish as well. Bert Fields says he thinks it improves it, but he hasn't got a higher grade yet. For PC is great, but not for flipping. And Shoes says, I use a cigar humidor for older cards that have creases in them. So Kurt's card care, I feel like, isn't too out of the picture here in the hobby. SSI says, I don't see the act of cleaning cards any different than waxing a car to make it look better for resale. I like that. I like that analogy. I think that makes sense. And Bert Field says, Kurtz also works great on comics. That's great. Appreciate the additional information there, guys. And baseball card curmudgeon is in the house. What's up, curmudgeon? Good to see you. The NoOffseason.com fam is growing and we love it. Everybody, thank you so much for your support. This is your show, so we're going to move right along with your submissions. And speaking of the fam, we've got a new member to the Sports Card Strategy Show and Tell, a new face, a new name, Jerry Wise. Welcome to the family. It is your debut, your premiere. Let's go, Jerry Wise. What do you have for us today, man?
Sports Card Strategy Show and Tellers. This is Jerry Wise in O'Fallon, Missouri, just outside of St. Louis, coming to you with my first submission. I wanted to say thanks to everybody, commenters, guest hosts, Paul, Chad, Lefty, everybody for this podcast since I got back into the hobby in the spring after a long absence. It's been a great experience and a lot of learning, a lot of good perspective. And I thought I'd share a couple of the strategies I implemented over the last several months. I've done a lot of them and some of them are still outstanding, but I have gotten a few to go through and wanted to share those, as well as share a little bit about the journey back and some of the things that I've learned that maybe new folks might benefit from. So a couple of my favorite ones that were on in the strategy were the Joe Montana and the Michael Jordan crack and resubmits, if you can get them. And so I did that with 81 Tops Montana SGC 7.5. Recently got it back as a 8, which is great. Probably paid a little bit too much for the 7.5, so the profit margin on that one's probably not as much as I would have liked, but it's still a margin and it's still fine. The Jordan was an actual CSG 8.5, I believe, and it went to PSA 9, which is good. I actually have 3 other Jordans out at PSA, going out to PSA today so hopefully you'll get some of those, and a couple of those are SGC 8.5s. And then the other one was actually PSA 6 that I'll talk about here in a little while with the other strategies. Kind of followed along with a lot of the stuff, whether that be some of the higher end, like the Lucas Silvers that were at a low point, picked up a couple of those, and I've already got offers for much higher than I picked them up for because it was at the bottom, but kind of holding those for a while to see how he does in season. The other one, one of the other big ones that I've been working on actually for quite a while is the Cade Cunningham play. Just because of the injuries and his potential. And being a KU fan, I got to see him a lot at OSU and really believe he's got a lot of potential. So I've stocked up on some Cade Cunninghams. So a lot of the PSA 10s, if you notice, they're all the red, white, and blues. I am a sucker for the color match. I know Chad is too. Maybe it's our similar ages. I don't know, but really, really excited about him and the start of the NBA season. The other plays, I've learned a lot on the Bowman Chrome stuff. So, been playing with the Wood and Holiday and Geloff and one person in particular, I think Paul like, and who I refer to my wife as, I have 2 daughters as my only son, and that's Jackson Churio.
Yes.
And he's my big play, and, I feel like he's part of the family now. So, we're hoping that he comes through next year when he comes up and we can get rid of all these and maybe beat Paul to the punch. the last thing I wanted to say was just the importance to me when I got back in of going to card shows and being in the local scene and knowing your audience. So for me in St. Louis, that means getting people like Jameson Williams, Hurt. He's Cardinal Ritter High School in St. Louis. Getting people like Albert, of course, Staples in the community. Big time player, big time fan. The Kurt Warners of the world. And then guys like Josh Sargent, who St. Dominic High School, local high school, really popular around here, and soccer's huge in St. Louis. The other benefit, I think, from the show point of view, going to card shows, is what you can pick up. Example, $2 Junior Caminero pickup returns to a PSA 10.
Nice. That's huge.
A PSA 7, Kate Cunningham, that I looked at, and that's the advantage. You can look at these at the show and kind of get a better idea than buying on eBay, turned into a PSA 9. And then my wife's a huge Tom Brady fan, so I always look for big Brady stuff, or just little cards that look good. So this was a $2 pickup as well, turned into a Gem Mint 10. So if I wanted to sell it, it's a pretty big profit for her, but it'll probably go right into her collection. So that's really it for my first submission. Again, appreciate everybody on the show. Hope everybody has a good week. Thanks.
Jerry Wise bringing it very strong in his first ever submission on the Sports Card Strategy Show and Tell. Great tips there, great advice, great fun, great cards. Love those cards. He was flashing some Cade Cunningham rookie prism 2021, red, white, and blue, and some red prisms. I saw a PSA 10 there on the top, Jerry. Those are hard to get. So I don't know if that whole stack was PSA 10s or what, but if they were, you did an amazing job. And even if they weren't, to even get 110 on those cards is an accomplishment. I've got several Cade Cunninghams that I graded, and very few of them turned out to be 10s out of that prism. The Donruss and the Optic I had better luck with in terms of the grading. But great plays from the card shows, knowing your local audience, that's huge. Definitely I would have thought St. Louis would have been all baseball, but interesting to know that soccer's big there, and those local guys like Jameson Williams and Josh Sargent as well. So you're getting a lot of love in the live chat right now. Jerry Wise, good work. Chad Gill, Oh My Shoes, they love it. I love it. Please keep them coming. And welcome back to the hobby. We're welcoming back a lot of people to the hobby. Our audience is very knowledgeable. We probably have one of the more knowledgeable audience groups out of any podcast out there in the hobby in terms of flipping cards, but also friendly. I think our audience is probably the most friendly audience out there in the hobby. And I think that comes from the fact that we're a nice mix of people that come from different sort of entry points or re-entry points in the hobby. And we don't judge each other for that. So welcome to the Sports Card Strategy Show and Tell fam, Jerry Wise, and everybody out there watching and listening. If you are listening for the first time, we'd love to have a submission from you. This is the Thursday show where you get to show us what you've got going on, whether it's in your PC or in your flipping game. If you have questions, if you have statements, if you just have things that you want to show us and tell us about, that's what this show is all about. So up next is a veteran on the Sports Card Strategy Show and Tell, and a veteran in the family, one of the first family members of all time that Kendall and I got to know and connected with. And I met him at the Nash-Anull show here in Nashville last year. And unfortunately, like I said, I won't be able to make it this weekend, but shout out to my guy, SSI, Southern Soccer Idiot. What do you got for us, man?
Good morning, everyone. Happy Thursday. Hope you're enjoying Show and Tell so far this morning. Thank you, Paul, for the introduction. Yes, this is Kevin. I am the Southern Soccer Idiot. And for you all today, I have a personal submission. There won't be any rookie prospecting advice today. No transfer news, no PSA grading results. Just going to share a couple of my favorite cards with you, and a little backstory on myself and how I got into soccer cards. The best part of this video today is that you will not be seeing my face, so count your blessings one by one. What we have here in front of us, just to start it off, give you a little information on what you're looking at, are a couple of the National Landmarks parallels from the 2018 Panini Prizm World Cup release. Panini has done World Cup releases for 2014, 2018, and 2022. They did not start doing the National Landmarks until 2018. 2014, they did not do them that first year. They did do them last year for the 2022 World Cup in Qatar. If you're not familiar with these parallels, they are very similar in nature to the downtown parallels for football. What you're looking at here are two parallels, both of the same player and or country. Of course, the 2018 World Cup was held in Russia, and the featured player from that release for the insert here was Igor Akinfeev. He is the goalkeeper for the Russian national team, or was. I think he's actually retired from the Russian national team now. He is a legend in Russian football. He is a one-man, or a one-team hero, I should say. He has played with CSKA Moscow his entire career, even through his youth development up until his professional career. In soccer, a man playing for one team his entire career is extremely rare. And Igor Akinfeev is always going to be not only a national hero, but a club hero in Russia. These parallels, if you're unfamiliar with them, like I said, they're much like the downtown releases for American football. You have the featured country, and there's little things in the background that are generally associated with the country. Of course, you have the Russian bear here. In the background, you have St. Basil's Cathedral, the famous cathedral on Red Square in Moscow, just across the square from the Kremlin. Excuse me there for stuttering. You have a famous fountain here. I can't recall at the time, right now, the name of that fountain. And then you have little famous Russian nesting dolls. In Russian, that is called matryoshka. I'll get to that, how I know that, here in just a moment. But very beautiful cards. In the 2018 edition, there was the base card, just like this one. There was the Mojo numbered to 25. There is a Gold Power numbered to 5. And there is a Scope Refractor 1/1. Now, particularly, I am in search of the Gold Power numbered to 5 for Mr. Akinfeev. This one here is numbered to 25. Like I said, the Mojo here, the base here is unnumbered. Now, what is my interest in this? Well, in the mid-2010s, my life was a little bit adrift, and I didn't know what I really wanted to do with myself. I always had some things in life in the back of my mind that I would love to do one day, really set no goals for those, or how I was going to do them, or when I was going to do them, or anything like that. But when I heard that the 2018 World Cup was going to be in Russia, I told myself, Kevin, you're going. That year, I was going to be turning 40, and I've always been fascinated by Russia and the Soviet Union, even as a child of the 80s. It was just completely fascinating to me. So I've always wanted to go there, always wanted to see a World Cup, love soccer. So I told myself, I'm going to kill two or three birds with one stone. I am going to the 2018 World Cup. Now, how am I going to do that? I can go as a tourist, of course. That's the most popular way. But I decided the best way to be there was for me to either be working there or a volunteer. And then I came up with a fourth option. I could be a student in Russia while this is going on. So, early 2016, I decided to learn the Russian language and bought a book. I bought Russian for Dummies, laugh if you will, whatever for Dummies series that you see in your bookstores and whatnot, Plumbing for Dummies, Computer for Dummies, Excel for Dummies.
Quick interruption of SSI here. This is a phenomenal story. There is a Sports Cards for Dummies book out or coming out soon by Sports Card Investor. And my teammates over at Sports Card Investor put it together. Just wanted to bring that up real quick in the middle of SSI's story. But Sports Cards for Dummies is coming out if it's not already. So check out Sports Card Investor's Instagram for that announcement and you'll see what I'm talking about. But phenomenal story so far here, SSI. Continue, please.
Looking for Dummies, whatever. There's a Russian for Dummies. And I completed that book all by myself. Taught myself everything I could, but then I realized that I was going to need better schooling. So I enrolled in one of the local universities here in Birmingham, Alabama, in Samford University. That's Samford, S-A-M-F-O-R-D, not Stanford in California. Samford has a fantastic critical languages program, and I was fortunate enough, I should say, for them to graciously accept me into the program. So I learned Russian for 2 years and I took off to live in St. Petersburg with the goal of being in Russia for the 2018 World Cup. Long story short, my plan did not come to fruition as I hoped. There was a little trouble with my visa. I had to come back home. And when I came back home, my mom had some serious health problems, and in good consciousness, I could not leave my parents in a bad situation at the time. So I did not actually get to return to Russia for the 2018 World Cup. But better yet, I met a young lady at the time there that is now my wonderful wife. Her name is Anastasia. I love her very much, and my life is much better for having met her and married her. Before she got here, after coming back home from Russia and before she got here, while we were waiting on her immigration documents to pass, I decided that I would get back into collecting soccer cards. And when I found out that the national landmarks were a thing, I went immediately in a search of these cards. I only recently picked up this base card. Believe it or not, the ones for the Russian player here are extremely hard to find. It's taken me years to find this base card here. There's only been one other auction for a base card like this that I lost. And finally, I gave a best offer for this one and picked it up for roughly $175. One of the cards, so some of you might seem like a lot, but I was happy to get it. But then I actually bought the Mojo here, numbered to 25 first. So after that, the hunt is on for the Gold Power, numbered to 5, if ever one of those ever pops up. And then, of course, the Scope 1 of 1. If that ever pops up, I'd love to have it too. I mean, of course, it'd be a pretty penny. But what is so cool and so important about this card that I did not realize it at the time was that, yes, this is numbered to 25, but it is, well, hard to see there because of the glare, but you can see it a little bit there. Sorry for the glare. That is 17 of 25. And 2017 is the year that I actually moved to Russia and lived there. And that is also the year I met my wife. So this card has enormous significance in my life. So there it is. There's a little something about me today. I've already rambled on for about 10 minutes. I'm sorry about that. But National Landmarks cards, those are two of my favorite cards in my collection. Those will never be for sale. They mean the world to me. And I hope you all understand why. Thank you so much for your time. Sorry I rambled on for about 10 minutes now. Thank you for sticking with me. Love every one of you. Much love, many blessings. We will see you soon.
We love you too, SSI. Kevin, great stuff. You know, you wonder why people collect things, why people collect cards, why collectibles are so huge. And Kevin just gave you the reason. I mean, phenomenal story, means a lot to him, means a lot to all of us, means a lot to all of us to hear his story, part of the family here at nooffseason.com on the Sports Card Strategy Show. Love it. It's crazy how things work out like that. I fully expected SSI to continue on with his story and tell us how he went to the 2018 World Cup and how great it was. And, you know, I knew that his wife was from Russia because he had told me that before, and he had mentioned it before on the show. We hope everything works out with all the papers that you mentioned a few weeks ago, SSI. But crazy how things work out. Glad that you had some silver lining in that story. Big time silver lining, actually. Probably bigger and better than actually going to the World Cup. But you set out, and it's funny the impact of sports, right? Because SSI's love for a particular sport and a particular country led him to where he is today with his wife and the love of his life. So that's really cool. I love it. That's great stuff. Thanks for the submission, everybody. To get into the Sports Card Strategy Show and Tell, email Sonia at nooffseason.com. That's S-O-N-I-A at nooffseason.com. And please don't forget, guys, that we've got a huge night coming up on October 25th. It's a Wednesday at 9:30 Eastern Time. 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time. I know you're used to us going live early in the morning. We're going live on Whatnot. Lefty and I are going live on Whatnot at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time on October 25th. Sports Card Strategy, singles only. If these Wembanyama PSA 10s don't do it for you, I get it. There's a lot of them out there. You know, there's 472. When he threw out the first pitch at the Yankees game in a PSA 10, and there's D1 when he was the first overall pick in June. And there's a lot of them out there. I wouldn't say limited print run, but there's a capped print run because they were only available for about a week, each of those cards. And to get them in a PSA 10, I would say is not necessarily hard to do because they're fresh off the print press and into your mailbox, and no one's touched them. No one's, they haven't been in any packs or anything like that. So they get high gem rates, but I will say Victor Wembanyama rookie PSA 10s are going to continue to be worth some money. We're going to be auctioning them off on our Whatnot stream, singles only. Go to whatnot.sportscardstrategy.com to follow us and get $15 off your first purchase if you haven't done that already. If you're already on Whatnot, go to nooffseason.com/whatnot to follow us. And guys, if the Victor Wembanyamas don't do it for you, then let me say this. I hope that the Bowman Chrome U 2023 does it for you, because we're going to be auctioning off some packs and potentially even giving some away in that Whatnot stream. And we're going to be giving away some premium packs to those of you who win those Victor Wembanyama auctions. And you never know what you're going to get in the premium pack. So there is no off season. Nooffseason.com Sports Card Content Network. Everyone, thank you for your submissions today. Thank you for listening to my promos. For those of you who are listening on the podcast apps, go to youtube.com/Paul Hickey. Drop a comment below. Let me know what you thought of today's show, or DM me on Instagram at Sports Card Strategy. Again, everybody, thanks so much. Don't forget to text Sports Cards to 1-833-992-5727 to get your sell alerts, and check out all the rest of the great content on the nooffseason.com Sports Card Network by going to footballcardquest.com, hoopsandcards.com. And Graybo's Giblets is joining the network effective immediately. We're going to launch their new website and get them going on the network next week. So everybody check out Graybo's Giblets as well. Thanks so much. And I want to see you again on Monday. I got to go record the Overflow show for the premium members right now because I'm going to be out Friday and Monday. But I'm going to be on Monday's show, I think. I think I'm going to be on Monday's show. but the show will go on regardless of whether or not I'm there, because I'm going to be traveling. Lefty, Connor, Chad are going to bring you their knowledge, and Duke Denny One Time Dodson from Graybo's on Monday. So tune in. Everybody, thanks so much. Have a great day.